This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on small employers switching to health exchanges over affordability issues. It was only a matter of time before some of the paradoxes embedded in the Affordable Care Act began to make too many employers, both good and bad, wonder if they couldn't do better when they pay for health insurance. We've talked about some of the problems before, especially the incongruities around the loopholes within the definition of affordable and therefore qualified health plans. The big issue for us with lower income workers has been that a low premium, exorbitantly high deductible plan, offering essentially no coverage past the minimum guarantees, could be classified as affordable and qualified solely based on the fact that the monthly premium was under 9.5% of gross wages, regardless of the embedded barriers to actually using a health plan within your income if the deductibles were $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 a year, all of which aren't considered when it comes to affordability. And yes, that is crazy. The same thing is true for spouses and dependents. If your employer provides you with qualified health insurance, then unless your children are eligible for Medicaid because of your lower income, they and your spouse are dependents on your policy. There are no reasonable limits on the cost of dependent coverage. They are not barred from purchasing separate insurance with the state or federal marketplace, but they are barred from receiving premium tax credits or cost sharing, which is what makes the insurance attractive for millions on the marketplace. I've heard conversations about separations and whether or not filing taxes separately would allow spouses to access the marketplace in such situations, but none of these schemes are allowable. Interestingly, some smaller employers with less than 50 workers are starting to look at this in a way we knew would be inevitable. There are no fines for them, for not making offering coverage, and indeed surveys indicate that such smaller enterprises are now only providing employee health coverage in 38% of the company's total in the country, compared to 47% only a decade ago. With a blend of lower wage workers, they're realizing that they may be able to spend the same amount of money and actually help their workers and their workers' families more by adding their expenditures to pay envelopes or separate health purchase funds so that their employees can get better insurance for the whole family by purchasing on the exchange and benefiting from the subsidies and tax credits. Are these loopholes or broken pieces that need to be fixed? My view is that these things should be fixed. Unfortunately, as long as Congress is divided and Republicans see Obamacare as somewhere between the Alamo for the president or their own Waterloo, everyone is just pushing this thing down the road and hoping it will get there rather than trying to see how to make it work better for everyone. Employers are critical to the success of the Affordable Care Act, but there are too many bells and whistles that they are hearing that are encouraging them to game the system rather than making it work. Help. We need it now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.